Today's thought for the day is brought to you by Alison Minford.
Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verses 9 and 10. Two are better than one, because they have a good return for their labour. If one of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. Have you ever been at a party or even in your own home and it's full of people, but still you have this dreadful feeling of being alone? For many of us, this is an everyday problem. If we read on in this chapter, we see how wonderful it is to have friends. We need friends to help us in hard times, to give us comfort and protection in difficult situations. The feeling of being alone isn't one that has just come along today, as it was talked about in the chapter and verses that I've just read. It seems that you can have all the wonderful up-to-date phones, TVs, cars, and beautiful houses, and everything that you could ever want, but have very little joy from them, as you have no one to share them with. Loneliness is a struggle, especially for those of us who are housebound. God created us to give and receive friendship. As Christians, we are never alone. We have one friend who is always there. He hears and sees all that we do and say. He is always there with his arms wide open for us. Can you offer friendship to someone today? Meantime, I would like to pray for you. Lord Jesus, thank you that you know all about loneliness because you experienced it when you hung on the cross to save us from a lost eternity. Lord, loneliness is an awful thing. It destroys a person's sense of self-worth and belief in their abilities, leaving us with heartbreaking sadness. For anyone who is lonely, I pray that you will give them a tangible sense of your presence and friends to comfort them. In your name, I pray. Amen.